Mahmoud's Diary, June 5, 1912, New York. In the morning, the master, together with some of his servants, went to Brooklyn to attend the children's event given by the Unity Club. The gathering included dignitaries, civic leaders, and national statesmen. After exchanging greetings in the drawing room, the master went to the dining room. All of the rooms, as well as the salon, were exquisitely decorated with flowers of various hues. Many kinds of dishes were brought, most of which the master didn't touch. At the table, some of the eminent people spoke to him. Among them was Admiral Perry, the famous explorer of the North Pole, who gave an account of the voyage he undertook to further his exploration. Admiral Perry then praised the master and spoke of his good fortune in meeting him and the importance of the teachings. He asked the master to make a short speech. Although Abdu'l-Bahá had not planned to speak, he delivered a discourse on the perfection of creation, its present defects, and the need for education capable of producing great results by removing these imperfections. He also spoke on the importance of the education of children. Although there had been many speeches, this address created a great excitement, capturing everyone's attention. When it was time for Abdu'l-Bahá to leave, he was persuaded to have his photograph taken with his retinue. In the evening, there was a meeting at the Women's Union. A number of men were also present. Abdu'l-Bahá spoke on the education of women, service to humanity, and the freeing of oneself from ego and desire. His address strongly impressed the audience, giving wings to both their hearts and minds.